With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Pharrell on the bench in the biggest way possible. Hanging out. The bad seat, the broken day, the bad apple with a bad attitude. Hanging around a bunch of bad under bad tape, bad law, bad dude, bad rep, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios in the Big Apple, New York City. Ooh. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up to do. All my friends that come around, flat to flat to party, on rats on the west side, bedbugs uptown, what a mess, the stars are tattered, my brains are splattered all over Manhattan, should be shake out. Are you with us tonight from New York? 855-212-4227 is our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. You can save a bunch of money. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. I'm Pharrell. Good evening. Bob Nightingale will join us here in about, 11 minutes. Very exciting. We're going to talk baseball with our boy Bobby Nightingale. Also, Rick Haro on Sports Business at 40 past this very hour. And then at 11, Rick Kamla from NBA Radio and NBA TV at NBA TV Rick. Rick Kamla back on the bench tonight. Russell Westbrook is traded to the Rockets to reunite with James Harden. All these years later, for CP3 and a slew of draft picks, they're going to OKC. Will Russ and Harden coexist in Houston? 855-212-4CBS-4227. The baseball second half is underway tonight with one game, Astros-Rangers. Everyone else is back playing tomorrow night. We'll get into it tonight on the bench. Chargers running back Melvin Gordon's agent says the star back wants a trade if he doesn't get a new deal before camp and that he will not report. Will the Chargers pay Melvin Gordon, or do you simply say, screw you, and trade him? We're not putting up with it. You're not showing up? All right, good. We'll trade you. See ya. How's that sound? Serena and Simona will meet in the women's final at Wimbledon. We'll hear from Cliff tonight. And tomorrow, Roger and Rafa in one of the semis, the Joker playing in the other against some guy no one's ever heard of. We'll talk to Cliff about that as well tonight. Thank you. On the bench. Very exciting. So anyway, our cable's out again because of the rain. It is pouring down rain in New York City. We have absolutely no sports on television whatsoever. But I am watching a show on the local channels that are coming in perfectly. It's just inexplicable. And it's called Reef Break. Now, originally, I thought it was a Reefer Break show, which would have been, I think, exciting. But Reef Break seems as though it's a surfer type show in the islands. It would appear they are in Hawaii at some capacity, and that they are private investigators and they're chasing troublemakers. I'm watching this, and I just wanted to say that I think I should be on that show, or I should be living there while that show is being filmed, and I should be able to disturb the actors and sleep with one of the stars. I just think that that would be a good idea for me right now to be with Carver High in Hawaii. But we can't go to Hawaii, so the next best thing, we're going to Vegas. Screw going to Hawaii when you can go to Vegas. And we're going to Sin City, to Magadaha, beautiful Aaron. Next Wednesday, is that the day Thursday we leave? We're there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we come back.
Correct.
So we're there Thursday and Friday at the MGM doing the show live. If you want to come say hi to us, we're down the escalators at the MGM out in the back by the box office. There's going to be a media tent there. You got to say, can someone go in there and get Pharrell? I want to meet him. Take a picture. Something of that nature. We'll get it done. Anyway, we'll be out there next Thursday and Friday at the MGM for Pacquiao Thurman, the welterweight championship of the world, on Fox pay-per-view. And, of course, PBC. Call your cable operator to order the fight. It is going to be a great fight. It really is. Two guys that just throw. These dudes are going to throw. I am here to tell you. We'll talk about that fight tonight with Carver High. Carver High, I've had an extensive amount of texting tonight between the girls from the media girls. So Tracy and Judy and another one of their friends, they run the whole thing, right? They run it for Tribeca, and let's just get real here for a second. They are troublemakers, and we will, I mean, you will have fun with these three. I mean, the third one, I don't even know, and I guarantee you she's fun, because if the two other ones have anything to do with it, she's got to be. You can't be hanging with them unless you're fun. These chicks get absolutely their rocks off. I mean, they party like no one. It is unbelievable. I mean, they mean business.
I mean, you've been there with me. I think you know that I mean business.
I mean, it
too.
Is just a match made in heaven.
You know how much business I mean when I'm out there.
I mean, it is on.
I mean, and this is like wiffle ball. 3 days? I mean, you got to be kidding me. I mean, we go.
They're already talking about Wet Republic, these chicks.
Did you tell them Wet Republic's the spot?
They don't even need to be told. They're like, we're going to Wet Republic with or without you.
That's what I'm talking about.
Told them we were going to party all day. Then we're going to take a shower, party leading up to the show, party after the show, party before the fight, go to dinner before the fight, party after the fight, and then hurl.
That's all accurate. I mean, I've told you this trip is focused on beverages. I mean, this is a party trip. I'm going to get maybe a splash here and there with the gambling, but
I think everyone in Vegas that sees us should get Carver High a beer.
I'm all for that. I was thinking today, I mean, I've even got some, might have to put a couple ensembles together, minus jacket, because it is going to be $110, you know, $115 out there. So that could be tough.
It's never $115 in the casino.
That's true. So, I mean, the jackets, I've been in there in the middle of the summer plenty of times with the jacket, so.
It's freezing.
Yeah, we'll be okay.
They get people super, cold and oxygen.
Right.
Don't they get it like crazy?
You start. Listen, I think you can let them know you don't got to worry about me. That's
do you believe all that stuff that they like get people all filled up with like oxygen and they pipe it into the casino?
I believe it 1,000%.
Really?
I know because
and baseball is juicing the balls.
I've been a product of it, so I know. There's times I've been coming down off a long rage.
Do you feel that
session?
I'm on supplements and PEDs?
Probably.
All right. I have to tell you. Who's ready for the second half? PharrellOnTheBench.com. That's who. Every pick, every play, every game, everything that's on the board. Even boxing and MMA. It all starts up again tomorrow. Is that correct, Mafia? That baseball in full bore. I mean, I gave a pick tonight for the Houston-Texas game, but tomorrow everybody plays.
Yeah, tomorrow's when really counts.
All right, PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up. Get my baseball snacks. Football's right around the corner doing push-ups. You want to sign up for the college and pro football season. Believe me, I will make you fat stacks. Sign up today.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, Bob Nightingale, USA Today, is back on the bench to talk baseball with us. How you doing, Bob?
Yeah, doing great. Got yourself?
Good, buddy. What did you think of the All-Star festivities?
Yeah, I thought Cleveland did a great job from beginning to end. Great game, great home run derby, great parties, everything. Weather was perfect. So, yeah, couldn't have done a better job.
Do you think baseball is unattractive to the youth of America?
Well, I do. I mean, attendance is down. One of the 17 ballparks right now, lowest rated all-star game of all time. I think they're trying to get the young audience and trying to figure out how to do it.
So what do you think of this? I got to ask, because Texas is up 5-0 on the Astros tonight. It's the only game in baseball, but I got to tell you, this Texas team is a lot better than anybody thinks they are. They have been playing solid baseball all summer.
They really have. You keep waiting for them to go away. You know, there's no way they can keep up with the Astros. But, tremendous job. Chris Woodward's done unbelievable. And they're just going to get better. I mean, they're moving to a new ballpark next year. So they'll probably start spending a lot of money as well.
So what do you know about the latest on David Ortiz? They're saying he had another surgery.
Yeah, just complications from the first one, really. I mean, the first one to clean it up, second one in the U.S., and now the third one in the U.S. as well. So, yeah, just, you know, the lower abdomen, there's probably, some things that didn't quite get cleaned up from the first surgery. So everything should be good. He's stable and good condition and good spirit. You hate to see that third surgery.
So the Pirates and Cubs start up a series tomorrow afternoon at Wrigley with Archer against Darvish. But more so, you got Madden, who once it would appear to get revenge on the Pirates, and Clint Hurdle for games at PNC, you know, about 8 days ago, whatever it was, and that it's, you know, just smells like something's going to happen in this series.
Something could. I don't think they'll issue warnings right away. If something happens the first game, they'll probably issue warnings the rest of the series. The Pirates teach guys to pitch, you know, pitch inside. And but, you know, you can't be reckless with it. Guys get, you know, upset when they get hit. That's what's happening. It's fine to pitch inside, but you better not go high and inside. And that's what Madden had a problem with.
So what do you think of my Buccos? I mean, let's get real here for a second. They've been playing fantastic offensive baseball. They have been just tearing it up with the bats.
Yeah, I mean, they need Chris Archer to be the Archer of Tampa Bay. I mean, obviously that trade has, you know, not worked out at all. Kind of backfired with the way Glasnow has pitched for Tampa. Meadows was an all-star. So, yeah, they badly need Chris Archer. You would have step up. I don't think it would be a number one type starter, but at least a number two type guy.
So when I saw you, like, in St. Louis or something like that, right, and then do you live there, or do you root for them, or do you root for anyone, being that you're such a huge star on the bench and as a columnist with baseball? Have you any allegiances anymore?
No, there's kind of, you know, there's players you privately pull for. You know, good guys, the guys you want to see do well.
Right.
But not teams. You kind of root for the best, you know, the best stories in baseball. You know, right now, you know, the Minnesota Twins are a great story. Cleveland Indians, the way they bounced back from the dead, they're a great story. So we'll see. I mean, right now, it's the big boys against the world with the Dodgers, the Yankees, and the Houston Astros. Are the three best teams in ball.
Who's the team that you rooted for most of your life?
Probably Yankees growing up. Just because my parents lived, my grandparents lived right there outside New York City. I never lived in a baseball city. We always lived on Air Force bases.
Right.
So, but I went to the Yankees.
Well, that's great to hear. Did you hear that, Carver High, that our boy Bob Nightingale is a Yankee fan, closet, and that he's always rooted for the Yankees, and now that they're going to meet the Dodgers in the World Series, he's going to lay it all on the Bombers.
That's what I like to hear.
You know it's going to happen, Bob. It's the Bombers and Dodgers, the two best teams in baseball.
Well, MLB would love that. Fox TV would do handstands over that. You know, we haven't had that in, 40 years now. So, yeah, I mean, that's a TV ratings bonanza.
Who do you think's the better team?
I think right now the Dodgers are the best team in baseball, easily the best team in the National League. And I think the Yankees and Astros are basically a coin flip. You know, Yankees may be a better regular season team. Astros probably a better postseason team just because of that, you know, star-studded rotation.
What are you hearing about Bob Nightingale, USA Today, of Van Wagenen, here in New York? There's literally been headlines, Bill Madden wrote a column, I think today, that just basically said he sucks.
Well, he hasn't had a good start. But, you know, I remember when Brian Sabian, you know, was with the Yankees and ended up going to the San Francisco Giants with the GM, made some trades, and he actually came out and said, hey, I'm not an idiot. It took a few years. Before you knew it, they won 3 World Series championships in 5 years, is going to the Hall of Fame. So, you know, it hasn't worked out this first year. But, no, too early to say it's not going to work out at all.
Well, actually, I will say it because I don't think the Mets are winning 3 World Series anytime soon. I'll be in the grave before they do that. what the Giants did will not be duplicated by the Mets and their ownership group. And that team, it's like they're jinxed. I don't even know what to say. What do you think of the Nationals, how they've kicked ass and taken names and passed the Phillies, and now they open up a series in the second half against the Phillies?
Yeah, amazing turnaround. David Martinez looked like he could have been fired any moment. And then, boom, they probably, light switch, playing good ball. They still need some bullpen pieces, but now they got a chance. And the Nationals are that one team that scares the daylights out of you if you go to the postseason. I mean, who wants to face Scherzer and Strasburg? Anibal Sanchez is pitching well now. So, nobody wants to face Scherzer in game one because you're going to be down 0-1.
So right now, those two have the wild cards in the National League. What do you think of the A's creeping up on the Rays and Indians in the American League wild card chase?
Yeah, I mean, the A's kind of remind me of the Rays. They do things right, hanging around, despite not having much starting pitching. We'll see what they do at the trade deadline. We'll see what the Rays do. I think the Rays will go get a big slugger. I think they'll go get like a Jose Abreu from the for the Chicago White Sox. I think the Rays will be more aggressive than the A's will.
Bob, what do you think of the job that the Braves have done? And they have a 6-game lead in the East. And then the productivity that they've, got from a lot of guys. Like, Freddie Freeman's driven in almost 70 runs. Swanson's been driving in runs. Donaldson, I think, has had a great, for the most part, run with them so far. What do you think of this club?
Yeah, I mean, they've done a terrific job over the years, just, building up the that farm system. And they got so many guys in the farm system, Scott, where they're going to have to trade guys because they don't have room for everybody. So absolutely loaded. They can make whatever trade they want. They still loosen the purse strings because they got a ton of money, too. With that battery area around the ballpark, that's an absolute gold mine. So very scary team. If there's one team, the Dodgers, that could knock off the Dodgers, it could be the Braves.
So that series, the Twins and Indians, they start the second half, right?
Yeah, right there in Cleveland, and should be fun. I mean, it's still early on, but if Cleveland wins 2 out of 3 or so, or even sweeps, all of a sudden, a lot of nervous people in Minneapolis. I think the Twins, look like they had the division wrapped up. Now, they're going to be forced to do something. I think they got to go get a starter.
What do you think of those two, the performance they put on, Alonso and Vladdy Jr. in that home run derby?
Yeah, it was really cool. I mean, I was joking that we see a home run derby every single night. Every game's a home run derby. That was fun with the tiebreakers. And, it's going to be like that home run derby, back in, 99 at Yankee Stadium. When everybody remembers Josh Hamilton, forget that Justin Morneau won it. Same thing in this case. People are going to forget that Pete Alonso won it.
I think, did you see Bregman took a liner off the face tonight?
No, I did not see that.
Yeah, he left the game. He took a grounder to his face, and he left that game. What do you think of that story with Carrasco?
Yeah, that was a cool moment. And it's almost like that All-Star game at Fenway Park, what we'll remember most. Actually, that game was 99, when I think about it, was when Ted Williams came out and all the players came out to the mound to see Ted Williams. I think what we'll remember here is Carrasco coming out and holding up the Stand Up to Cancer sign, Brantley's ovation, CeCe Sabathia coming back home. So moments like that. But, yeah, Carrasco was very cool. And, of course, Mike Trout wearing number 45, Tyler Skaggs number.
So, lastly, let me ask you about the Phillies' problems. Arrieta. What's wrong with him? They, obviously gave Bryce Harper that big deal. And this team, like I said, they just got passed. And if the Nationals go in there and mess around with them and beat them in this series to start the second half, I think you can start to smell that you can write them off almost.
Yeah, the pitching hasn't, stood up at all. They do have plenty of money. They got prospects if they want to make a move. And they may. I think they'll be in the hunt, for all these starting pitching. just like the Yankees and Astros, Brewers, everybody else. But you're right. I mean, the season's starting to slip away if they're not careful.
Bob, great stuff, my man. Where are you going to start the second half? What games are you going to?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the Bay Area and then next week up to Cooperstown and watch Mario Rivera and everybody else get elected.
And then I'm going to see the Padres and Giants in San Diego on the 27th. How do you like them apples?
Yeah, it's a great area. Petco Park is a fun ballpark and staying at the gas lamp. Mm-hmm. You know, nightclubs, parties every single night. You'll have a blast.
Yeah, I'm hoping to ditch my family and never come home.
Go over to Coronado Island, jump on the ship, and you're off.
I'm telling you. Bob, I love you. Thanks for coming on the bench.
My pleasure. Thanks, buddy.
All right, Bob Nightingale.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, so Rick Caro's with us, our sports business and legal insider on CBS Sports Radio. He's getting ready to go to Northern Ireland, a port rush for the Open Championship next week. I know you're stoked.
Hey, for the IRS, man, I'm working, okay? So, you know, the 36 a day, that's just to sharpen my mind and get ready for. We're also playing Hollywood. You know, I thought that was California, but that's where Roy McIlroy's headquarters is, or home court is. That's where he grew up. And the course is about 20 minutes from there, Royal Port Rush. Belfast has never had that many people there in history, maybe in one of the wars or something. But, you know, they never had an Open in Northern Ireland. And so it'll be fun once they get there. I may be, you know, stuck halfway on a plane or canceled flights or something. I'll let you know.
You know that 34C's mother, the legendary Kathy O, and her brother are from Belfast and have quite the history there in Northern Ireland. The entire family from Belfast, and they mean business. When I first started dating her, she said, if you do anything to my daughter, I'll have your legs blown off.
Well, but that's also because they know you.
She didn't know me at that point. She just threatened me.
Oh, okay. Well, prophetic? Is that the way it turned out?
No, it turns out. Okay. It's just, you know, as you know, back in the day, the Protestants and Catholics had a unique way of dealing with certain people.
They called it the Troubles. I looked at some of the golf literature, and I can't believe that they don't even refer to it anymore. I mean, there's no safety issue right now because tourism is so important that they wouldn't screw around with it. But when you pass from Ireland to Northern Ireland, there used to be these gun turrets, and you had to stop and present your passport and all of that. Now you just go from one golf course to the other.
Who do you think is more popular in Ireland, Jerry Kelly or U2?
Well, that's a really good one. Although, you know, many people won't know Jerry Kelly. You're pretty sophisticated. I think if I really want to enjoy lyrics, I would want to hear U2 in a concert from Dublin.
That was my mother-in-law's cousin. Can you imagine?
U2, Bono?
No, Kelly.
Jerry Kelly. Really?
I'm not
Someone
kidding.
Has to keep you in line. That is awesome.
It really is.
No wonder your behavior is a little different.
Well,
than
the first time I went in her home, I looked up on the mantle in the fireplace, and I looked up, and I saw a picture of him, and I was like, Jesus, she meant it. I mean, she meant it. Anyway.
Yeah. We'll talk about it next week when I'm there.
Yeah, we got to talk about that off air. Anyway, what are the reviews of Cleveland and the All-Star and the economic impact on the city and all the ASG Tide reward programs that started up because of Bank of America and everything involved in the All-Star festivities?
I think Cleveland turned out really well, by the way. The weather was great. 2,000 media getting free food and talking about how wonderful the mistake by the lake has become. And remember, they're having the 2021 draft there and in Canton, Ohio, together. And in 2022, the NBA All-Star Game, when LeBron James comes back wearing a Laker or a West jersey. That'll be kind of fun. But the bottom line is Cleveland has proven itself as an event town and did it quite well.
So baseball had the London series, and Manfred says they want more games in Europe.
Yeah, but he's not stupid about it. He's not saying, I want to go to these seven cities. Let's figure it out. He understands that baseball stadiums and football stadiums, soccer stadiums, don't work together. So he's got to find a way to play. You know, when they played in London, it was the combination of the pitching and the outfield. But they got to prorate those ERAs between the Yankees and the Red Sox. They ruined ERAs for those entire staffs. It was like 70 runs total. They'll get better with all of that. Manfred wants to make sure he brings baseball to Europe, and he will.
We enjoyed watching the Yankees kick the Red Sox ass, to be honest with you. What did you think of the U.S. women's team? Their battle for equal pay, will they win that?
Well, they'll win a lot more money. The equal pay thing, nobody knows. Based on what? You know, the U.S. Soccer Federation is the one that's being sued, not FIFA. And FIFA's spending a lot more money, and they will give the United States their share as higher than everybody else because they won. But now what the U.S. Soccer Federation does is to try to figure out how they bring more money to the women, because the women are bringing in more money than the men. They may not legally get something called equal, but politically they better get a hell of a lot more money than they do now.
Are they going to add more teams to the Women's World Cup in the future?
Yes, sir, they are. They're going to add another at least eight. And the bottom line is they're going to be spending a lot more money and raising a lot more money from it. UEFA is going to increase the payment to women's soccer from $500 million to $1 billion, 24 teams to 32 teams, doubling the prize money from $30 million to $60 million. So it's pretty clear that the winner of the World Cup, whoever it is, 4 years from now, is going to get a lot more money.
So at Wimbledon, they're actually not using plastic covers on new rackets now. What are they doing instead?
Sustainability. They're talking about discarding of those covers and 100% recycled water bottles, 100% recycled covers. This is the sustainable Wimbledon. And, of course, with the new roof and the new high tech with Henman Hill, the tournament's become really, really good. And, by the way, I can't wait for Federer and Nadal tomorrow. That'll be sweet.
What's the IMG deal? 10 years, $1 billion for betting, streaming, and data on the tennis tour?
For the ATP Tour. The Masters 100s, ATP Media, the 500 series, the 250 series, the smaller ones, and the division of IMG called IMG Arena is handling a lot of the betting stuff all over the United States for leagues and teams. They're already way ahead of other companies. Djokovic, Osaka are two of their athletes. They also own events. But this would be the biggest rights deal in tennis history because of betting.
What did you think of the deal tonight? If you haven't seen it, Westbrook went to the Rockets for CP3.
Yes, I did see it. And I think it's great for Oklahoma City, because I thought that Oklahoma City would raise the white flag, send Westbrook to somebody, get another series of draft picks. And I know that city really well. And remember, when they got the team, it was Seattle and Durant was already on them. So they've never had a bad team in their history, and it would really be too bad if they had to start rebuilding from scratch like a lot of other teams. Maybe they need two or three more stars, but with CP3, it'll be a good start.
What do you think of the Nets? How much more money do you think they'll make having Kyrie, KD, and company now in Brooklyn? How much are they projecting?
Well, the Post is talking about 10 to 15% as a result, and as much as $44 million higher through increased ticket sales, sponsorships, merchandise, and a whole lot of other stuff. The other big thing is Prokhorov. Remember, the Russian owner had a 51% stake, but 49% he sold to Chinese businessman Tsai, who is the Alibaba owner. He's now probably going to exercise that option, understanding that it's a lot more valuable today than it was before Durant signed, and he's also going to get the option to Barclays Center, too. So a lot of winners in this deal.
MLS is having their All-Star Skills Challenge down in Disney World, right, at the Wide World of Sports. Is that where they're doing it, July 30th?
July 30th, the Skills Challenge, first time it's going to happen. The shooting, the volley, the passing, touch and volley. Orlando's big, obviously. They have a lot of stuff, a couple of annual college bowl games, the PGA Tour, mega events, obviously Disney. So they're doing the right thing, and soccer finds a home in that new 26,000-seat Orlando FC stadium.
So Bayern Munich suing BMW. Why?
Because the sponsorship isn't as much. They're suing for money, like everybody else in the human race sues everybody else. $11 million for damages, $22 million over an alleged breach of trust. They signed a 10-year, $893 million strategic partnership through 2025. They got to redo it. They claim BMW had offered the club improved terms of $67 million a year. The new contract says Bayern Munich would stand to make more than $1.1 billion over 12 years, but they're suing over the details.
Tech top story, Fubo TV launches a free streaming sports network.
Yeah, you know, Fubo is a big deal, obviously. And now, according to Variety, the content mostly be recycled. The Fubo Sports Network available on a whole lot of stuff. 50 million homes by August. Original studio shows slated to debut this summer. Maybe they'll even have you, you know, fresh from your SNY appearances. You know, when was the last time you were on TV? You're a TV star. I keep seeing the recycled stuff on NFL Network, the, you know, 50 greatest whatever, 10 years ago when you were shaven and you looked really good.
Yeah.
And you look even better today on TV. How's that?
Well, thank you very much. Lately, I've just been filming porn. I'm just kidding.
Well, yeah. And just kidding. You said I'm just kidding. But yes. Yeah, wipe that out. Oh, this is live.
So anyway, Power of Sports, I heard that they were auctioning off Fender guitars. Maybe I'll finally get to be a rock star.
Maybe. And you know why they're doing it? It's interesting. Obviously, in Cleveland, they're auctioning those. Not only that, but Louisville Sluggers, because Louisville is really, really close. And they were auctioning 31 pairs of artist-painted Fender Stratocasters, and Louisville Slugger baseball bats raised a hell of a lot of money for charity and also did some cool stuff for Cleveland, a big deal.
What are the Angels going to do for charity in Tyler Skaggs' name?
Well, according to 47 Sports, the team traded him to the Diamondbacks in 2010, and the Angels are talking about donating a significant amount of money as a legacy to Tyler Skaggs and his hard work. They're also talking about numerous Angel community events, the annual Kids Holiday Party, and expect the Angels to organize a charitable effort in the near future to celebrate Skaggs' life. Obviously a big deal.
So you're off to Ireland. Do they drive on the other side of the road there, right?
Luckily, you know, clearly when you play golf, and I have seven other guys, we have a big van, and you play, and then you drink a little bit, then you play again, and then you eat, then you sleep, then you get up and you play again. The driving is not optional, but I ain't doing it.
I like that. All right, Rick, have fun in Ireland. Am I going to talk to you at some point from over there?
Yeah, we're going to figure out how and where, and we'll get it done.
Why don't we get Haro to do updates from the Open, where it's like, isn't it late at night here? Is early in the morning there?
Yeah, I'll get it done. I mean, I'll figure that out.
Right.
Let's see, 10:30 is 5:30 in the morning. Well, maybe not, but we'll figure it out.
No, but if I put John at 1 in the morning, it'd be 6 in the morning, 7 in the morning.
We'll do it when I get up before I play.
All right, perfect. We'll have Rick Haro on from Portrush next week. When we're in Vegas, he'll be in Ireland for the Open Championship, my favorite of all the majors. All right, thanks a lot, Rick. Rick Haro tonight, getting ready to leave for Ireland.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.